Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Friend of God, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
It's amazing. Isaiah, the great prophet of God, said this, and I just use a portion of the scripture that I used last Sunday. They shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairers of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. People living in shambles of sin today. People not only living in the shambles of sin, but they're living in the disillusionment of deception along with the fragmentation today of faulty faith. Seems like that's what has invaded the ranks of the church, but that's not God's plan for the church. It's not God's plan for His people. I believe it's time for the church to return to the altar of God. I believe it's time we start putting it all on the altar and getting our hearts and our lives prepared to meet the God of heaven. Because let me tell you what, He's coming a whole lot sooner than we perceive, think, or expect. And I believe it's time we, the people of God, start getting right with God and letting God start working in our lives the way that He desires to do. Today, it's become a frequent scene. If you look every direction, and just recently we had some of that devastation hit us locally in Appomattox County. But there's devastation by natural disasters. It seems like every time you read something in the newspaper or catch something on Facebook or on the news media, it's something pertaining to some type of natural disaster or some particular thing that's happened in some particular place. Communities, cities, towns have been left in ruin, and people are given two choices. They can either abandon that hope that they had, or they can rebuild with the courage that God will give them. I know that it's tough sometimes facing the struggles of life. It's tough sometimes facing loss. It's tough sometimes trying to rebuild. But even further, it's sometimes tough trying to rebuild your life when you failed miserably in your spiritual walk with God. But aren't you glad, as I brought out this morning at 10 o'clock, that we serve a God who's a God of second chances? Thank God today He doesn't throw the clay away. He does not today abandon you. Many times we walk away from the power, the presence, and the might of our God. But I'm glad that we have a God who never walks away from us. I'm glad that we've got a God who's a present help in time of trouble. We've got a God that loves us with an everlasting love. A God that will do miraculously in our life if we'll turn our life over to Him. So therefore today we come to a position and a place in life that there's a choice to make. You know, to rebuild is not always easy, is it? As we drove through the countryside of Evergreen, Virginia here several weeks ago, and we saw the devastation that was wreaked upon the people. We saw acres and acres and acres of timber just laid over like you would just lay down brush when you're walking through it. We saw homes ripped and shredded apart. There's a picture of one there on the screen, as a matter of fact. Homes, just absolutely, some of them nothing but left but a foundation. And you know, as I was driving through the countryside of Appomattox County, and I was seeing the devastation that these people have encountered, I couldn't help but think, how about the devastation that hits the lives of people every day, that maybe it's not a natural disaster in their life, but it's a spiritual disaster. Maybe today their life has been shattered by the pains of life, the situations that they have faced, the things that they've gone through, and the things that have driven them down seemingly to defeat. But here's a God that loves us with an everlasting love, and here's a God of restoration. Here's a God of rebuilding. Here's a God that's provided a place where we can come back to Him and rebuild our lives. Amen. I'm glad we have such a God on our side. And considering this position, these choices that we have to make today, to build, no, it's not easy, but I'm going to tell you, it takes several things. One today takes determination. You can't give up. Even though today you have been ravaged in life by the devil, and today you've been rendered basically helpless, you thought, but here's a God who is standing there that has never left you nor forsaken you. It takes determination today to get back to the things of God. See, you can make a choice to stay like you are and what you're in, or you can make a choice today to rise above with the power of Almighty God who will lift you up in whatever you're in. And today He'll bring you out in whatever you're going through, and He'll bless you as you've never been blessed before. It takes determination. See, the fact is, today if we choose to quit, and we choose to throw in the towel, and we choose to give up, that's exactly where you're going to live. And you will never achieve any success for the kingdom of God. And when you stand before Him at that day, you will stand there ashamed instead of receiving. Not only does it take determination, but also it takes today a focus. Today, I'm afraid that within the confines of the church, even within the confines of our family today, we have lost the focus of God in our life. We're no longer looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith. We're no longer trusting this God of heaven. Today, we're hearing all the political rhetoric and dialogue, and we're hearing all the things. And I'm sorry today, but I am appalled. I'm ashamed of what I'm hearing today and offering absolutely no hope. Everybody's on their own agenda, but let me tell you something. There's a God who's on another agenda, and He's on the agenda today to reconcile people to Himself and to call people back to a relationship with Him. And I believe it's time we start listening to God and start focusing upon the God today that loves us and cares for us and provides for us, and that we get our attention back on Him. Amen. I believe it's time we get right with God. So there's determination and there's focus today. And it takes today a sacrifice. You look through the pages of God's precious Word and you'll find that there's sacrifice sprinkled throughout the pages. On every page, you'll find the sacrifice. You'll find the sacrifice that God made even when the children of Israel turned their back on God countless times and went back to idol worship and turned their face away from God. And God then drove them into a place of captivity till they would finally come back to Him. You know, I see today that humans are making those same mistakes that the Israelites made. They won't keep their focus on God. They won't keep their determination. And they're not willing to sacrifice and trust the Lord. So therefore, what do we find ourselves in? We find ourselves in a spiritual place today that we're spiritually starved, malnourished. And today we're not walking with God and we're wondering, what is it going to take? It's going to take determination, it's going to take focus, and it's going to take sacrifice. You've got to be willing to lay down your pride, lay down your life, and lay down your all, and put it on the altar of Almighty God, and come back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and let this same God turn your life and your home and your family around. Amen. I'm glad that this God is able to do that. I'm glad today that He's ready to do that. But the question is, are we content in staying like we are in what we're in? Are we ready today to move up to the things that God has for us? It's not always easy to start over, is it? But understand today, sometimes it's the only choice we have. Maybe today God has let things and permitted things to happen in your life, and I deal with people day in and day out. I hear about the struggles that they're in, but I also hear about today the fact and offer them He's a God of help and hope. But see, we have a choice to make, don't we? We sometimes choose to stay in the position and the condition that we're in rather than coming out of what we're in and letting God work in our life as He desires to do. Come on, church. To rebuild, it takes today courage to say, I'm not giving up. It takes courage today, even when you've been pushed down and your face has been ground in the concrete and in the asphalt pavements of this world and the devil seemingly has his foot on you. I want you to know today within you there's a power that is greater than all the forces of evil that has come against you today. There's a God who's on your side, and I'm glad there's a God who will lift you up, as David declared. He said, He inclined unto me, heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock. And I want you to know today, friend, He'll do the same thing for you. But you've got to stop today giving in and giving up. You've got today to stand up and you've got to hold your ground. You've got to reclaim what the devil has stolen. And you've got to come back to the God today who will turn all things around. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe He's still in the business of changing lives and hearts and families. I believe He's still in the business of changing churches.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.